was,
Part three, I don't know, I wasn't, I just...
Oh, can you, I'm sure, I don't know what that's gonna do to the mic, I'm gonna... The, no, as a matter of fact, see, part of this, and one thing we're really looking at, the, is the way speech patterns, reflect settlement patterns and different other mm-hmm. cultural relationships. So, one part of this project, which is really...
That's part one.
Really independent of the fieldwork, is, which is what we call this fieldwork, to go out to, you know, and yeah. talk to people. Part of the project is a big history of the settlement of the Midwest. And we're really very interested in looking at all kinds of material.
Oh, it's part of the floor on schools uh-huh. and churches.
Wow.
This is part five on early businesses.
Yeah.
And this is part six on more businesses and the industries in the township. We have a Nipsco plant that's has phase one in operation and building phase two now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a pallet factory over there. We just have a pound.
They make pallets for what?
To place things on for shipping.
Yeah.
Brick, mm-hmm. concrete, blocks, and groceries even now that they're on those pallets.
Yes, I'm familiar with pallets and military with ammunition.
And we have Tri-State Steel Fabricating Company here,
mm-hmm.
bought the old schoolhouse and converted it over to a steel fabricating plant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all described in there too.
And the DeMott fire too.
Pardon?
The big fire in DeMott in the 30s?
But I didn't have that included. That would be in Keener Township.
Oh, that's a different township.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then between Keener and Kankakee Township is Wheatfield Township. That's immediately west of us.
Mm-hmm. I just drove through there.
Yeah.
This is a lot bigger. There was an article in the Tribune on this not too long ago on this this old-time thing with the threshing machine where they'd come from farm to farm and mm-hmm. and do the
well, I used to go with it.
Is that right?
Those threshing rigs.
Uh-huh.
In fact, well, it tells it in there that there were two men in this township that had three rigs
mm-hmm.
Going at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. The I'm just wondering, is it possible for me to get a copy of this somehow, or?
I have, now this was published by our small newspaper, Kankakee mm-hmm. Valley Post News, mm-hmm. which is located at DeMott, but the Rensselaer Republican does the printing. They did this, mm-hmm. and then later on, after the bicentennial was over, the Gary Post Tribune,
mm-hmm.
also published it, and they just finished it here just recently.
Mm-hmm.
But they left out a lot of the pictures.
So I really
like this one better than the Post News.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
I could furnish you one of the Gary Post News mm-hmm. to take with you if you wanted it.
Well, that's great. Or we could even get it Xeroxed and send it back to you if you like.
And if I get more of these copies from Kankakee Valley Post News, why I could furnish you one of these too, which has more pictures.
Well, where'd you get the pictures? They're just various archives? And
From some of the old timers in the area. There was one lady, a widow lady here in town that furnished a lot of those school pictures.
Mm-hmm.